from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the Gardos, I posted the pic. Bernie came to practice yesterday, to football practice. And he
for
got
the Browns?
No, for Streetsboro Youth Football.
Oh. How'd that happen?
He knows somebody over there?
I said, stop planting that seed like I'm trying
what
to do
seed?
Some sort of Dabo Sweeney take over the program
about?
Thing. Don't you do that.
You are trying to take over the program, though?
No, I'm not trying to take over the program.
So the head coach knew Bernie was showing up?
No, he did not, because I did not want to. And he had every right to be a little bit.
Daisy.
He had every right to be a little bit perturbed. He had every right to be a bit perturbed because I didn't tell him, because I didn't want to say, hey, Bernie's coming. Like, Bernie's like, hey, bro, heard you guys. I can't do Bernie's voice very well at all.
Go ahead, try it.
But he's like, bro, heard you guys won. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
And then I was like, hey, man, you ever want to stop out the practice? Come and stop out the practice. Then he heard that we won. And then, you know, he's like, well, I'm coming back from the baseball game, and I'd like to stop by. And I says, great. And I didn't know he would really stop by. I didn't want to put pressure on him, because if I say he's stopping by and then he doesn't, well, I look like a jerk, and then he might look like a jerk. I don't want to do that to Bernie. Everybody loves Bernie, and Bernie loves everybody. He's everybody's best friend. So I didn't want to put Bernie in a bad spot. And then he came. Him and Frank Stams came, so I got like a bonus there.
And put you in a bad spot.
Well, because my coach didn't know, my head coach, my boss, did not know that he was coming. And so it was like, well, we could have planned for something. We couldn't plan for anything.
And then, feels a little undermined.
Then Bernie stepped in and started doing some drills, which was cool, which everybody liked. But I had a picture. The reason why I brought it up, I had a picture with Axel and Bernie. And Axel... Axel's wearing a visor, and thank God for people who listen and who listen on the free Odyssey app and go to Rewind, where they remember that I said one of the predominant reasons that people do not like Jed Wills, and you cannot tell me otherwise, at the very beginning, other than, you know, his play is not to the same level of Joe Thomas. He's an offensive lineman that wears a visor and long sleeves.
Yeah.
And that's just not part of it. It rubs every, especially in the city like Cleveland, Ohio, where it is more blue-collar, where it is... I don't think that's a reason to make so we don't have a roof on a stadium, for crying out loud. I mean, we can have nice things. But when you predicate yourself on running the ball and having rugged people, and your latest Hall of Famer is one of the greatest left tackles, one of the great triumvirate of left tackles who ever played the position, it does rub him the wrong way when his replacement... I know there was Greg Robinson there for a minute. But when his replacement is wearing long sleeves and a visor...
What do you take more issue with, the long sleeves or the visor?
Probably the long sleeves, because Axel has a visor, and Axel's a kid. And so people are going, he's got a visor?
Yeah, visors are sweet.
Owen knows this. This is the one spot where I'm a weird...
Get him over... a tinted one.
So no, I can't, because you have to have a prescription for it.
Practice,
from
know.
A doctor.
Not for practice.
No, I'm not going to do that. So he has a visor.
I know
visor.
Why he wears the visor.
You know exactly yeah. Why.
Because of your eye problems.
Thank my eye problems. I'm an overprotective father in that sense, so I don't want him to get poked in the eye. And they don't make helmets the way that, or face masks anymore, where you have the full cage. They don't do that anymore.
You can
so
go
like,
buy
well,
that face mask.
I don't want to go through
you
all that rigmarole.
Hey, shout out to local businesses. Maybe find somebody in Streetsboro that'll weld you just the greatest rebarred face mask ever.
I'm not going through all that. I'm just going to put visor on there. That's the way it goes. I got poked in the eye with one of those face masks anyway. So I want one of them.
Congratulations on all your success.
I got him one of those visors because I'm not going to. When it comes to all the other things that can happen in football, it's like, hey, them's the breaks. When it comes to your eyes, I go, no, he's going to wear a visor.
I get it. I wore one. I wore one all the time. High school, college, I wore one.
It's the one thing I'm going to make him do is that he plays in high school, he's wearing a visor.
I didn't wear long sleeves, though. Just the visor.
Don't need a visor. All you need is a mullet and a neck roll. Let's go. Let's play some football, boys.
I miss the old neck rolls. It was so badass. You look like the baddest guy. Guys, it was Andy Katzenmoyer when I was little kids. If your kids don't know who Andy Katzenmoyer is, if your kids are home because of heat today, tell them to go Google Andy Katzenmoyer Ohio State highlights. There wasn't many afterwards. But go watch the Ohio State highlights. That guy was patrolling the field in Archie Griffin's jersey or in his number when I was a little kid. We all saw it, and we all wanted to be the big cat. It was neck rolls and visors. Yeah,
didn't he have a dark visor?
In. He had the mirrored visor before they outlawed it.
When you could be
and
fun.
Somebody had that great shot. I think they might have been playing Notre Dame. I forget who they were playing, but you could see everything in his mirrored visor. Oh, my God. He was the cat's ass.
Those are so cool.
God, he was great.
All the guys on Miami used to wear those.
There is 40-year-old.
Those are so cool.
Yes.
Those were so cool.
The whole Notre Dame offensive line at one point had them. I mean, every 40-year-old man listening to this right now is going right down memory lane because you had to have the neck roll. You had to have the visor. I don't know who Newman sold out to, but you had Newman gloves. Brother, that was it. That was drip when we were kids.
I wanted a visor like that so bad when I was a kid. Yes. They got outlawed before like I was playing organized football. I wanted one so bad.
Our dads got so mad about the whole Andy Katzenmoyer thing because we all wanted visors and they would all smoke their smokes and do the whole in my day thing.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm just like, hey, man, I had Deion Sanders turf shoes. My son wants the drip.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You better play well. You better not look like an idiot. But yeah, you want the drip, you get the drip. I don't care.
No one would have an issue with Jed Wills' appearance if Jed Wills played well.
No.
That's the thing. It's not the appearance. Yeah. It's the appearance plus the lackluster play.
If he were as good as Joe, it would get over the appearance.
Being
they
as
would
good
do
as
that.
Joe is unfair.
But
that's an unfair bar. If he were a every other year Pro Bowl player,
that's the bar they've set. You know,
that is an unfair bar.
It's the truth.
That is an unfair
bar, Danny.
I feel bad.
Doesn't matter whether it's fair or not.
Look at what Jerome Ford's going through. Jerome Ford is not a bad running back. Jerome Ford is replacing one of the greatest running backs since Jim. Oh, excuse me, the greatest running back since Jim Rob. One of the 2-3 greatest running backs in franchise history. Yeah, they're not going to be very fair to him. But I'd say that Jed Wills would probably go a little bit further in this town had he wore short sleeves and no visor.
Maybe. Or just been better.
That too, but I don't think people would be that way if he wore short sleeves and no visor.
Possibly. What if he had a neck roll?
And people say, well, Trent Williams has long sleeves and a visor. And I go, Trent Williams is a Hall of Famer.
Trent Williams is the best left tackle in football now.
And I've seen him get in fights with Richard Sherman live on television. That guy can do whatever he wants at any time.
Except against Myles Garrett.
216-474-0092. So, yeah. That's the one thing I'm really weird about the protection on is the visor.
I love it.
Clear. He's got a clear one. I want to be able to see his eyes.
Get him a tinted one for practice.
No, God, live. No, I'm not
Come
getting
on.
A tinted one for practice.
Why not?
What do you think I'm doing here?
Why not?
I did get him new gloves because Bernie signed gloves. So I got to go get him new gloves today.
Just get them all different helmets, and then every Friday night before Saturday game, you guys go in there and paint them all together and all that. And we'll just relive all the Rudy Notre Dame.
Relive Rudy,
tropes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I meet him at the bus stop and try to talk him out of it?
You're 5 foot nothing. 100.
He'll go, Dad, we don't need to go to the bus stop.
60 and nothing.
Streetsboro's right down the street. I can walk there.
No, we're going to the bus stop, son.
And I go, your grandfather, he bought a farm, bought a couple head of cattle. Within 6 months, they were all dead. Dad, I talked to Grandpa just late yesterday.
Now you want to give him the real experience. Get the key to the tool shed out there, put a cot in it, let him sleep in there.
Which literally it is for when my sciatica back is messing up there. Jim in Concord, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Glad to have you. Go ahead. What do you got to say to me about Stephen Vogt, buddy?
Well, I think he's going to be fine, but my gut feeling back in June and July, even now, we get a 6-run lead in the 8th inning. He's stealing bases. He's playing hard. I love to watch him play hard, but you got to be like a jockey holding those horses back. I see a lot of burnout on the faces of this team. And if you remember, Francona's team were always peaked in August and September. So I think it's possible he pushed them too hard early, and they might be out of juice.
Well, that was one of the concerns that Lima had. But I defended it, Jim, and I still do, because I think you have to have a team. I think last year they kind of just went through the motions, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, over Francona's history, though, he usually had him playing really well at the end of the year.
That is true. That is true. And, Jim, thank you. I remember the time they had to win 10 straight to get to the postseason, and they did do that.
Yeah.
So you're right about that, Jim.
Well, I wonder if it's the treating every game like a playoff game.
I did think that after last year, where it just seemed the entire – remember, you had a manager who had health problems – over the last two seasons, you had DeMarlo Hale, who was managing at the time, as an interim manager. I do know that there was some internal strife about how this was going to end with Tito Francona. I do know that for a fact. Now, I'm not trying to put bad mouths on Tito Francona or the organization. I think it was time, and I'm glad they were able to see it through and end amicably, in as amicably as those things can be. But there had to be a time where Stephen Vogt had to know that it can't be like it was last year, where, yeah, it just felt like everybody was dusting off the seats, going through the motions. We were getting ready to say our farewells to Terry Francona, and that was it. And you had to start off with some juice. It couldn't be the same. There's a lot of things that had to be different. So you guys say, well, you shouldn't have treated it like a playoff game, or you shouldn't have treated everyone like a playoff game. I think they had to. I think they had – you want passionate baseball here. That's part of that passion. You're going to have people that go after it really strongly.
I'm not saying that it's necessarily the wrong way to go about things, but I do think that that type of strategy leads to some –
Well, then you're saying that that's the wrong way of going about things.
It leads to some higher peaks and some lower valleys, and we are in one of the lower valleys right now. There have been some very high peaks with this team, but right now we are in a lower valley, and what I do think that does – is everyone has heard the adage that a baseball season is a marathon, not a sprint. The playoffs are a sprint. And when you treat every game like a playoff game, the way Austin Hedges says they do, mm-hmm. this becomes a very long sprint. And you can run out of gas, and that might be what we're seeing.
216-474-0092. I have something that people make a big deal about that I don't think they actually need. That and Mitch Please next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.